The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Irish Rail is fighting an alarming increase in erosion on their coastal railway lines. Joining me now, Communications Manager at Éireann Ró Éire and Barry Kenny. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, tell me, where is the erosion most significant? I mean, which lines are in jeopardy?
Well, the Dublin to Ross Lair line, obviously, about half of that route, if you take the section between Dublin and Wicklow and then between Wexford and Ross Lair, have either kind of coastal or estuarine exposure there. And obviously, it's probably the most scenic railway line in the country, but in terms of resilience from climate change, it is the one that's most at risk. It's an area, I suppose, where coastal defence works for us are nothing new over the years, but clearly it's something that we will have to be doing more on.
That railway has been moved inland before, has it not?
It has. I mean, if you take even Bray Head itself, probably on three occasions in the late 19th century, early 20th century, it would have been moved inwards. You'd also have had some realignment on other sections as well. But of course, development over the years has built up around the railway line. So to move railway lines not only kind of brings you into, particularly with Bray Head, of course, quite significant tunnelling costs, but actually you've got development and you've got built infrastructure in the way that prevents that. So ultimately, I suppose the solution is, and what we're working on, is protecting the infrastructure from climate change.
Let's go back towards Dublin city centre a bit on that railway line. And I'm thinking of the Merrion Gates, where the railway line is literally at current sea level. I mean, it could be no more than a metre or so below the tide. And I suspect that there are times when the water comes in.
Well, notwithstanding drainage works that have been done there over the years, yes. I mean, if you take the Beast from the East a few years ago, whereas we primarily remember it as a winter weather event, there was significant flooding along the south side Dart there, along Black Rock. I mean, effectively, the railway line looked like a canal for all intents and purposes during that time. So that's the issue. It's that while extreme weather and storms are nothing new along that infrastructure, we've had more of those in the last 20 years than in the previous 100 years. And obviously that's a frequency that's increasing all the time.
So just to give me an engineering handle on how you might protect the line at Merrion Gates, I can't see it. Explain.
Well, ultimately, what you want to do is dissipate the energy of the sea and the impact of the sea and the infrastructure before it hits the land, before it comes close to the railway line. So, I mean, we're looking at this project as it's the East Coast Railway Infrastructure Protection Programme. We're looking at a planned series of works right along this Dublin-Ross Lair line over a 10-year period. But primarily, the solution is going to be things like breakwaters and beach nourishment that take that energy out before the wave energy comes to the shoreline. Now, obviously, in quite a number of areas, that you're dealing with special areas of conservation. So the actual sustainability of not only the railway infrastructure, but the natural environment is going to have to be something that we work with, and we've been working with the local authorities and with other agencies to ensure that will be factored into the works.
But are we going to have a seawall? I'm focusing on this particular place because it is so visibly pretty close to the high tide line normally. Because you don't get much of a beach there at the Merrion Gates. I'm wondering, will it be required to do some reclamation? In other words, build a seawall or extend the sea park that is there at Sandymount?
Well, it's not reclamation that's proposed. As I say, it is breakwaters. I mean, we've looked at various options, as you say, everything from moving railway lines inland to the kind of ongoing maintenance work that we've done in recent years. But as I say, the type of maintenance works we do in recent years will get you so far. If you keep doing that, you're just building a bigger bill in due course. So that's why it's this planned programme that will have breakwaters, that will, as I say, provide that kind of defence along the way. We're obviously going into that detailed design at the moment, further down the coast at Ross Lair, we've actually been doing the works this year. So this is a programme that actually the physical works have begun.
Okay. I want to move from the Merrion Gates, not quite as far as Ross Lair, but towards, say, Killiney Beach. And the railway line is just, it's well above the high water line, but it's perched on a crumbling cliff.
Yes, and again, areas where, I mean, in terms of kind of building, in terms of other factors, we have had incidents before which have impacted on the railway line. And again, this is an area where the likes of breakwater and the likes of beach nourishment can come into play. So in that area, it's a shorter area, but it certainly does, I suppose, it is one of the main project elements that we'll be undertaking as part of this programme.
Yeah, and we know, for example, the cliff walk at Bray has been closed because of erosion concerns. People, you know, are warned not to walk along these places. So you've got a big job on your hands. Now, are there other places around the country besides that East Coast line where the railway literally is in danger of falling into a river or falling into the sea?
No, but what we do have, I suppose, on the Limerick to Ennis line is an area called Ballycar, and people who use that railway line will, dare I say it, roll their eyes when they hear the name. It's a karst kind of limestone land surrounding the area, and basically it drains extremely slowly. So if you have, as was prolonged wet weather, we have had over recent years quite a number of significant line closures, up to 16 weeks at a time. And again, notwithstanding the fact that we've raised that railway line in three separate works programs by about 0.7 of a metre, again, the frequency and severity of those flood events are increasing. So we've been working with Clare County Council, with the OPW, Geological Survey Ireland, and the National Parks and Wildlife, that looking at the drainage scheme that needs to happen there. And of course, it needs to be a drainage scheme that not only protects the railway line, but doesn't just divert the problem somewhere else, and particularly not to where people are living or where agriculture is as well. So there is a solution that has been proposed for that area. We're looking at funding and working with agencies on that at the moment, with about a 16.7 million investment, again, probably over about a decade that it would take in terms of the land acquisition, the environmental assessment, and the various works to address that. But certainly, you know, that is a line we've probably been fortunate in the last couple of winters that it hasn't been impacted, but we know it's just a matter of time, unfortunately, yeah, until there's a closure again.
The prospect of brand new railway lines, and they would be designed differently to what we have, because they certainly would be electrified, number one. They would also be designed to be high-speed lines. What is the prospect of new rail connections in this era where we're all supposed to take public transport, but if it's not competitive in time or cost with the car, we'll still keep going in our cars, be they electric, diesel or petrol?
Well, the All Ireland Rail Review is underway. The Department of Transport here and the Department of Infrastructure in the North have started that work. We're working with them, as indeed our colleagues in TransLink in the North, basically to look at where the options are in terms of new railway lines, or indeed increasing the usage of existing railway lines around the country. And that's not just from a passenger point of view, where obviously it will look at new passenger lines, but also where freight flows, because, I mean, you know, the climate budget is out last night, and the initial assessment there, and certainly in terms of the sustainability of transport, it will be high capacity modes of public transport that are going to get us to a situation where we can achieve those climate budgets. And obviously that study, which is taking place over the coming year, will look at these lines in terms of, you know, where the population is going to develop, where and what the emission savings can be as well.
Two questions finally, Barry. One is about sustainable rail transport and whether or not electric trains are great, but we've got an infrastructure which is not by and large electrified. Are there hydrogen trains available?
It's very much a nascent technology in the railway industry, and in our DART Plus program, we will be trebling the electrification of the rail network. That is underway. We've had public consultation on two of the lines, the Maynooth electrification and the Hazelhatch Kildare line electrification. We'll be also electrifying the lines to Drogheda. So that will mean that when that is completed, about 80% of journeys on our rail network will be developed or will be delivered powered by electricity. And indeed, we're at a very advanced stage for the initial fleet orders. We hope to be placing a major fleet order shortly of electric or indeed battery electric trains for those services. Battery electric meaning, of course, you've got greater range then on...
Okay, so you use the mains up to Drogheda and then you head on to Belfast on a battery, is that it?
Like there will certainly be distances whereby you could undertake further journeys with what are can be electric power fleet, but powered by the battery, and obviously with recharge facilities in major stations also.
And the final question harks back to conversations we've had in the past, Barry, and that is about pinch points in terms of handling passengers. And I'm thinking of, say, Connolly Station. There was a proposal to have two-storey trains arriving and departing. Is that dead in the water?
I don't think there was ever a serious proposal that came forward, certainly not from ourselves, because, of course, the type of bridge clearances you're dealing with infrastructure that, because of when it was built, the type of bridge clearance that would be required. But what we are doing is working, again, in the DART Plus programme on the kind of junctions, on the city centre station facilities, and on things like...
Yeah, it was actually at Connolly Station. It was just for the, if you like, the arrivals and departures, so more trains could... be in that station simultaneously. That was the point. There was a major capital project, I think, suggested by someone, but obviously it's not on the cards.
Yeah, no, we've done resignalling on that line, and as I say, the further we will double the capacity of the Greater Dublin Area Rail Network in the DART Plus programme, which is included in the 2021-30 National Development Plan. So, as I say, those works are commencing in terms of the infrastructure design and, as I say, in terms of the fleet order. So it will significantly enhance the number of trains and the capacity of trains that we have coming through those areas.
Barry, thank you very much for joining us. That's Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager at Éireann Road Éireann.